Hello, John.
Hey, Chad.
Hello. Hey, man.
Hey, ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. You can try it. They said that it was under review, but we'll see if it goes. Fuck
all
it.
Right.
Give it a shot. I don't give a fuck. At this point, what? A banker's gone. He's gone for the day. I got to make a deposit by the fucking 9 a.m. in the amount of $199.99 or whatever the fucking taxes and shit are. So,
yeah. No, I ain't
sweating
exactly
it. Fuck it.
There's no extra on top of it. But
I
got to verify the account before I could submit it to Google.
Sure.
So let me just get some basic information from you.
Yeah.
What's your last name, Chad?
R-O-E-H.
R-O-E-H.
Do you guys get, like I've been throwing my name out on the internet quite a bit and people are calling up. You guys got anything? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll hire it. The only way they're going to be able to find it is if they're looking up one of the services you provide and they're in your area.
Cool.
Yep. That way it's a potential customer. And then
awesome.
You're comfortable with your current website, the distinctproperties.co?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with utilizing that for this at this point until I get one built. And I'm just going through the motions of, I mean, we can change it up later, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have a one-time charge if you want to have us develop the site and you already have the domain, but I'd rather just start with the $199, get the call.
Let's get it rolling. We can figure it out.
Yeah, we could add that later. Now, this north, 1525 Highway 57, is that a good address for you to receive a Google PIN number?
No. Well, that's my shop, but it's not my property, so I'd rather have it at a N855.
Mm-hmm.
7 Corners Road, the word spelled out.
Corners Road. Where is it? Let me see. Maybe I did. Oh, I put an S at the end. Corners Road. Let's see. In Wisconsin here. That's in New Holstein?
That's in Kiel. K-I-E-L. 53042 is the zip.
Okay, maybe I'm missing something here. You said N8557?
No, N855.
Oh, okay.
7 Corners Road. Yeah.
Oh, 7. Spelled out. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
There it is. I found it.
Right on.
Okay. 53042, right?
That's correct.
All right, I'll hide the address too, so we don't got to worry about people showing up there. And then I'll send you.
Or sending me shit boxes or something. You know, I hate sending shit balls. Glitter bombs are a bitch too.
Oh, my
friends are dickheads. Man.
We did that to my aunt when I was young. They used to have those little fart bombs from the ice cream.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I stuck one in her microwave one time and turned it on.
Dude, you're going to hell. I fucking.
I must have been like 7 or 8, but she used to have us sit in the corner with our nose to the corner and get in trouble. And she had me do that for like an hour. And the next thing I know, like right when it was done, it was perfect timing. I went out to the ice cream truck and got it. It was like my favorite prank of all time. It was like instant
karma. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It ruined her whole microwave though.
Yeah, right. My fucking grandma was tight. I was about that age. And I'm much older than you. I could hear that already. But fucking, my sister's like 2 years younger than me, so I was like 7. She's like 4. And so we had these radiators at our old farmhouse when I was a kid and shit. And I'm like, yeah, come up here. We're going to play on this virtual jungle gym in the fucking kitchen here. She got up on top, stood up, and I pushed her right the fuck off. Grandma's watching us and shit. She busted out her 2 front teeth. And fucking grandma come running in there because she's screaming her eyes out, right? Grandma come running in there. I look at my grandma. She looked at me. I made a half a lap around the fucking kitchen table. I was gone, man. I'm like, fuck this. I'm running away. Grandma's on me now. Well, I can't wait till mom and dad come over and see this. I cut my sister's hair when I was a kid and shit.
I did that because my sisters were bad though. One of them would hold the legs open and the other one would kick, you know. But
I had a crazy
family.
Fucking tortured.
Yeah, one day I got real mad at my dad after he spanked me, and I waited until he was like falling asleep one day afterwards. Smacked him upside the head so hard, and I took off running. I thought it was the greatest thing ever, you know. And he goes, you gotta come back sometime, you know?
And yeah, the next morning,
he wakes up like 5 o'clock to go to work, and he just dumps the whole thing of trash in my bed on me. Just, and he's like, take that, you little ever. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, we used to live like that, man.
Yeah, my old man. It was like 40 below or some shit out there in the old days. And fucking, I don't know, he ran his fucking mouth or said some dumb shit. Like, I had to do the dishes. I'm like, oh, yeah, go blow the fucking stove and chat. Like, I locked the door. He kicked that fucking thing in. I was sitting inside playing, I don't know, watching cartoons or some dumb shit. He broke outside here. Oof, where the fuck are you, you motherfucker? Like, freezing his balls off, didn't want to kick in his own door back in the day, and fucking finally did. He's fucking chased me around. We did, like, 3 laps around the fucking couch and shit. I'm like, hey, I ain't stopping. I don't know. Whatever. He's like, just get the fuck out of here. Fucking freaked the fuck out. Yeah, he didn't forget. He wrote me off when I was, like, 12. That doesn't look bad, dude. Jesus shit. Oh, dude.
You traumatized.
It's not like he fucking... He's just a hater. He just is like not supportive, motherfucker. Like, it's like whatever, dude.
Yeah,
he just hates it because I shine like a diamond and he's looking like a piece of shit. Because I fucking held his company up for fucking like 10 years and shit. And so now I left and just like fucking straight up quit and go fuck yourself. And, so I left. And now within the last 2 years, the fucking thing's just crumbling into pieces. And the fucker just like, he ain't got the fact to say, hey, You want to take this over? No, you don't. So he's going to wait till it's burning right to the fucking ground and say, and I'm going to say, well, you want to give it up yet or what, fucker? You know? He's too proud. Too fucking proud, man.
Yeah, my
dad. Have that shit. You got to be humble, man.
Yeah, we have a tree company outside of here, actually.
Sure.
He was doing that before, and then I started the tree company, and he was like, he was done, but he's one of those guys where he's like, yeah, I feel like if I stop working, I'm going to die. You know, my mom already passed away in 2010, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
so he's all I got left, and I was like, all right, you old fart, you know? I'm like,
yeah, we'll give it a shot.
I start the company, but then I got a buddy of mine who's like one of my best friends growing up that works with him too. My dad's the manager. Yeah. I'm the owner.
Sure.
And it's funny because he always tells on him. He's like, oh, he didn't do anything or he's trying to climb up this ladder. So whether he's doing nothing or he's doing too much, he gets told on.
Yeah.
And then I call him.
Oh, so your dad's clowning on him or what?
He doesn't.
Your dad's clowning on your guy or what?
No, it's not that. It's like my dad, he's 64, and I don't want him like climbing ladders to getting up in
here. Right.
You know what I mean? But he tries to
do it.
He'll get a chainsaw and like start climbing a ladder. And I'm like, dude, one fall and it's over.
You slip, you get a bad fucking leg cramp or some shit, you know?
But
I'm old as dirt, man.
Because when people know the way he is like if you talk to him nicely, he'll steamroll you. You know, you
got
to hit him with the, like, hey, mother effort, you know?
Yeah,
so my buddy won't talk to him like that, so he'll just tell me.
Fuck.
Hey, your dad's up to it. He just snitches on
you. You go crazy, man.
Yeah, my dad can't ever figure it out. He's like, how do you know what I'm doing?
Motherfucker. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing today? What are you doing right fucking now?
You on the ladder again? Yeah. Did you take a 3-hour run and not do anything today?
Yeah. It's like you're fucking, hey, I see what you're doing, man. He's looking around up on the ladder and shit, like, where is my fucking kid?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
like,
that's fun.
Watching me, I got buddies on the job. You have no idea.
Yeah, that's fun. That's good.
Sorry, we're getting off topic. But
yeah, see what's up. Sorry, man.
I get like that, too. I like to talk. For your receipt, I'm going to send you a receipt where you could write it off. We, like, list it as a business expense. What's the email address I could send it to?
DISTINCTDEVELOPMENTLLC.
I definitely didn't get it. So
if you got the first word, distinctdevelopmentllc@gmail.com.
Okay. You could have done that. That would have helped me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Usually the first word people's are like distinctive. I'm like, no, don't fuck this up. You know, it's just simple.
Yeah. No, so, I got the business name in front of me, so
Sorry, no.
LLC@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. all right, and then I just got to try to process this payment. We'll do a client interview tomorrow.
Cool.
Let's try the payment first, see if it declines or
yeah,
not.
Let's see. Yeah, all right,
so,
I mean,
all right,
they said
Visa,
reviews, so yeah.
MasterCard? Which one?
It's Visa. It's a Visa.
All right, I'm ready for you, Chad.
Okay, we got a... Wait a minute. There's a card in the card now. Not time to be following fucking bullshit.
Didn't seem like you were in there too long.
No, I got in there like 5 to 5, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, get me out of here, you're not going home.
Well, yeah, right? And I was supposed to get this done yesterday, like I was saying, they said he was home, stay with his kid, so it's like, all right, you're my banker, dude, whatever. So the number is 4802.
Okay.
0930.
Okay.
0533.
Okay.
7933.
Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
It is 5/26.
5/26, and there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
935.
935, okay. I'll try to process this. It'll be exactly 199. You said that it was, they told you it was pending, or?
Yeah, well, the review for my overdraft protection in the event that it was bust.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Yeah, usually overdraft protection is a good thing to have. I used to give my wife her like, card sometimes, and then I'd get
right.
But I put a limit on one of the cards, the one that she had, and then I didn't put any like additional overdraft or line of credit on that one. That was more just
right.
Like, hey, use this for emergencies, but I'm at work.
That's
you
right.
Got the boys.
And when you're tapped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I would get the notification, and then I'd be like, where are you? What are you buying?
Yeah, right. God damn it. Yeah, the Christmas tree up before Halloween. This is bullshit.
Yeah. Honestly, we have the Christmas tree up at home. I just did it like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
The Home Depot just put the trees out, and we got them the day they put the
trees
out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right?
I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old and those little
kids. Well, you got to keep it going, man.
Yeah.
You got another 2-3 years or at least 3 for them to figure it out or at least get close.
Yeah, no, the 5-year-old pretty much knows what's going on, you know. The little guy is just getting the hang of it. He just turned 2.5, so when we put the tree up, I mean, he sat there and stared at the lights until he passed out. So he like fell asleep on the living room floor.
Yeah, you can't revisit, you know, you can't buy those moments in life.
Yeah, I bought Elf with Will Ferrell.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, that's my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, that one had me cracking up. You're a mean Elf. He's all talking to the midget.
Right.
Call me Elf one more time. Okay, so that's fine for insufficient.
It did.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to have to make a deposit in the morning, and I don't know. If you got to move on, that's what has to happen, John. I appreciate your patience and stuff.
That. So. Relax. I'm not doing that. It's actually even easier for me to put it on a hold now because I actually can do what's called a post date, you know, tell them.
Hey, oh, nice. So it's already in order.
Yeah, I could take it off the board. They can't call out on it anymore now, so it's
cool.
Better.
Sweet. You know? You're awesome. Thanks for putting me in that position. Sorry it ain't there.
No, I gotcha. Well, I kind of felt it out when I first started talking to him. I'm going, okay, I know which guys it's going to end up working for and which ones it's not.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
And
what do you mean, like, as far as, like, usage of your service or payment? You know?
No, usage of the service. I don't care.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, right. It's $200, so it's like, or $3 or whatever. I don't know where we're at now, but.
It's more just a sign of good faith than anything. You know, the money
for sure.
that you're paying for it actually cost us more in time and products to develop.
Why do you think I was like, okay, for $200, can I sit on a fucking site long enough to get it established and get myself to number one on Google Chrome or Google? Unlikely. Very unlikely. So I was like, it's fucking, it pays for itself just even by the introduction of the idea. I mean,
Well, having you up there, I mean, it's that too, but at the same time, it's like, hey, you gotta be professional. So I was kind of feeling that out too, and I'm like, okay, you talk like me, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I know, hey, when you gotta button it up, you button it up. And I think that actually is what works. Some people are all business, and then that doesn't work for people. And some people are, well, if you're just so like, robot.
Oh, like, oh, yeah, right, yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's
well,
just like, oh, you're more of a people person. You're like, hey, man.
You gotta. You can't.
I like that. I like that. I deal with a lot of guys that are, like, robotic, and they have no character and no personality.
Lame.
Yeah, but it's like, how do you have a job where even if you're the business owner, you got to interact with people in order for it to work.
That's right. That's
so
right. That's
I already
right.
Knew,
you know,
knew right early on, I was like, okay, you know, if we can get this guy's foot in the door, I think it'd be a done deal, you know? So
yeah, for sure, man.
Those
dude,
are the ones
you
that it
tell me
for.
What you're doing on. You
yeah.
tell me what's going on. Like I used to, like I told you, man, I used to, you know, build apps and stuff. Go ahead, dude. And so I understand, and working with Google and such, I understand the relevancy as well as the monopolizing effect that Google has on all things right now. I have a Google phone specifically for content so that I can take, you know, well, I got like 5 phones actually in, but I guess I can, yeah, no bullshit, dude. And the 6th one is just for 2-factor authentication. So it's like, whatever. But, so.
Nice. Who built your site for you?
This guy, people call it My Broker Search.
Mm.
Yeah, they do that, and then they...
I mean, it's
yeah,
good
I know,
they
got,
did a great job.
Yeah, right, with the scrolling and shit, I was impressed. I was like,
yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
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 And this
they,
is compatible, too. So, like,
yep.
for that helped a lot, because otherwise, the lowest I would have been able to charge you with us having to build a website, too, would have been $4.99.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even
right.
be able to touch this realm, you know what I mean?
Right. With what they did there, you know, I'm sure that for $4.99, you give me the, okay, here's the basics. You know, you got your name on a screen.
Yeah.
So,
no,
you know,
I mean,
don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you guys would hack it up or anything or whatever, but you're not going to be able to do what they did on that.
Right.
You know, with all the functionality and the, like, the rolling screen behind it and shit.
You can do anything, really. I mean,
yeah, you can. You can find everything for free. Don't get me wrong. I know everything's open source and shit, so.
Yeah. We have, like, $5,000 ones that take us weeks to build with multiple graphic designers, and then we have different ones. But there's businesses.
Right. I'm not saying you don't have
the
talent. I'm just saying the fucking, the money for $500 when they got that done.
Yeah, exactly. Those kind of sites that are like $5,000, it's because they have like a whole store on the site, you know?
Okay.
Like you go to Nike.com and you can just buy something right there. Those are e-commerce sites, so it's different, you know? That's like a whole business in itself, the website. You know?
Right. Which,
but,
you know, in the future, let's spin this business off, but I'm going to need some e-commerce support and being ranked on Google as well. From
well,
you guys too, if this works out.
Get your ranks on this. I don't know if you want to be selling any, what you guys do online. You'd rather go out there.
Oh, no. It's all merch, dude. It's all merch. What's that? With my shit? Or what?
Your
houses and shit? Fuck yeah. No, I'll sell houses online all day long.
Yeah,
I love selling paper, dude. That's the fucking easiest money ever. That's just a fucking conversation, dude.
Yeah.
All I got to do is have a conversation with a seller. I have a conversation when you don't say, okay, I'll give you this much because they got fucking $40,000 worth of fucking repairs and I can give you top dollar of comparables. And then I go find a fucking buyer and he's like, I'm like, okay, so if I bought it for $150, I tell this guy I want $200 and this thing's worth, you know, like $350 or something. So if they can get in anywhere under 60% of fair market value and still have to do some work on it, fucking people are diving at the shit. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
You're coming and finding these people right when they're about to foreclose, huh?
What's that? Oh, I do foreclosures. I do fucking evictions. Evictions are where it's at because you get a rental property then. It's a cash flow positive thing, you know, because you're getting for fucking, like, I did a round of houses and, like, when I say around, I mean, I went and acquired 3 properties, a triplex, a single family, and a duplex, and, you know, and one was a big heavy lift, you know, a lot of construction and shit, cost me a lot of fucking money. But my getting point was like just at the point where I could make money if it was good, you know, or I'd cash flow $100 a month. If it was good at that point, now I got to stick money into the fucker. That didn't work. I figured, fuck, they're all rentals, but I sold everything because I was like, this doesn't make sense. You know, I'm going to fucking eat shit if it's in the next coming months, even something breaks down. And so I just sold. Oh, where am I going? Yeah. So I just sold everything, and now this round I'm buying direct from seller, not from the wholesaler. Like that's what I'm doing, wholesaling houses. So divorces, fucking all that shit.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm getting like 35% of fair market value with repairs and needing, but I'm still in so low in his investment property that you can tell, you can make interest rates 10%. It's still going to fucking cash flow for me because I'm in it at bottom dollar, you know?
Man,
so
that's it. That sounds like, I mean, that's genius really, but it sounds like an easy way to make a lot of money.
Oh, fuck yeah. And like these are properties that I'm getting invested in, right? Or that I'm like investing my time and money in. The real way to make money is to fucking just sell paper, sell deeds and shit. So like I was explaining the situation where I buy for 150, I sell to the guy, same condition. It's called a double close for 200. I just made 50 grand by making a deal. You know,
yeah.
I didn't even touch the shit. And what a double close is you go to your title company, you sign with the buyer first, they hand you a check, after, you, okay, so let's say at 3 o'clock, you sign with the buyer for 200 grand. No, at 4 o'clock, you come back in.
How many do a year?
How many what?
How many times do you think you do that a year on average?
How many do I?
Yeah.
Do I? Well, I'm just getting into this. How many times do I flip a mortgage or, you know, just paper?
How many times have you flipped, or how many houses have you flipped in the past year?
Where it's just paper, three. Where I get involved and I am doing renovations with my crews and shit, probably 15 to 20.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to get an idea on the volume you could handle.
Fuck, dude, I can pull on. If I can just sell paper, that's where the most lucrative thing is because you have no investment other than numbers and math. You just have to make sure the numbers are right and that the next buyer can get in.
You're going to love this. There's an analytics system that we could see. So we could go in there and see like which services people are looking at. Yeah, the most. And then, you have final say on everything. So we won't have to guess on how we're going to get you the most exposure and increase your phone calls.
Dude, so it'll break down what they're looking at.
Yeah, and it's a part of your tracking system, too. So you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for. It's an app you download to your phone.
I'm down.
And then if you go in there and you say, hey, I want to see what people are looking up for this, it'll be in your app. And if you notice, hey, more people are searching for this than the other, you could just call in and you could switch the keywords out through your account management.
You have a keyword analyzer?
Yeah, it's called Google Analytics.
Oh, what? Yeah, I understand Google Analytics, but I haven't been using it recently.
I'm
sure it's a free.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Once we get this going, we'll get your client interview set up. Like, okay, so I'm going to process the payment tomorrow at 9, and then the client interview usually takes like 30 to 40 minutes. At the end of the client interview, they'll send you an email, and it's going to have the username and password. It'll have the link for you to download the app, and it has like a little 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it. And then sit down and go through that. And I'm telling you, that little tool is going to be your best friend. We'll customize the campaign exactly how you want it. And we'll leverage...
Dude, I'm old school marketing, like paper marketing and shit. You know, sending out flyers. Actually, that's what I'm doing.
Welcome to 2023, my friend.
Oh, dude. No, what I'm saying is when I was fucking 16, I used to get these chain mail letters and shit, like back before the internet.
Yeah, it's so old.
Back then.
Now what we do is we catch people that are looking for it. So it's like, hey, they looked for it in the past. You target those people instead of just going door to door telling them, hey, your house sucks. You want to sell it to me?
Yeah. I got people in Egypt doing that for me, just so you're aware. But no, I'm on board. Don't worry. I'm up to speed IT 100%. I got a fucking media company and shit. Yeah. Don't worry. I understand SEO and shit. But, I don't understand exactly how the depth of your Google thing.
You'll learn a lot.
Oh, no, I ain't worried about nothing with you, John. Jesus Christ. I just had a fucking hour-long conversation, and you flipped my card decline, and you're still talking to me. So there's by no means am I worried about this service whatsoever. If anything, I'm just, like, interested in no, we ain't worried about shit. You know,
yeah, we have so many of these guys, man. I have over 10,000 active throughout the U.S. that are reoccurring every month. I mean,
fuck, dude, reoccurring payments on the medical program? Fuck, dude, you got it going on. Yeah, you're doing all right. Yeah, and as far as, like, using new technology, I'm all about it, dude. I fucking ChatGPT shit these days rather than even fucking think about it. Fuck that shit.
ChatGPT is crazy. They're under investigation. They were actually having people manually... write responses through ChatGPT. It's crazy. People thought it was the whole AI
system.
And they actually had people back there, like, responding as a live chat. And
If you can't, I mean, I tried to make it build me graphs and shit, you know, like, I don't think I could spit that out instantly, you know, and sure enough, it couldn't.
Some of it's manual, yeah, but it gets to a point where, you know, you're interacting with a human and you think you're getting these automated answers.
Yeah, no. No, there is absolutely no way this fucking thing could spit it. Some dude could spit it out as fast as they came to me with the questions I was asking it. But, I could see how if I own that IT company for ChatGPT or anything, like, ChatGPT is just an open source fucking technology, right? Other people are putting their name against ChatGPT Global or ChatGPT fucking.com or whatever the fuck they're using. You know, here's my ChatGPT and all shit like that, you know? So they're just taking the open source fucking, refinery, if you will, or, you know, fucking AI skill set. And fucking throwing their fucking name at it and using somebody else's fucking coding to do this shit. I'm sure that's how that fucking program is getting in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I think there could be benefits to it, though. I mean.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude.
Want that in the medical field. I'm like, what if they're able to just, they're already checking blood samples through digitally. You know what I mean? Imagine if they could diagnose and come up with a solution. Obviously, so many doctors are failing, not being able to figure out what's happening.
That's a collaborative. Can you imagine if everybody had their input on it? And it was just like a fucking notification. Like,
download all of the information and data that we've accumulated into a system that's able to read and diagnose a blood sample. You know, I'm pretty sure they would probably figure out how to make people live for 100 years.
Well, they could if they wanted to, but the fucking big pharma ain't going to let that happen.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. They don't want people getting self-diagnosed with diabetes.
Right. Who's going to pay for this insulin? We got fucking 10,000 years of stockpile.
Lymphoma. Find the tumor. Remove the tumor.
Exactly. Let's tell somebody. Hey, Jim, tell me you got a tumor. We got way too much of this shit. That's how it goes, though, man. Like, these motherfuckers, I see people on Facebook talking about arms tingling. Oh, yeah, I just had a stroke. Fuck, you did. You got a pinched nerve, you dumbass. You fucking, if you had a stroke, you wouldn't be talking about it, you fucking loser. Exactly. The fucking, your doctor told you had a stroke, or didn't have you come back in every day for the next 3 weeks and make his fucking Hawaii fucking trip payment, you know? Fuck you. There ain't no fucking way you had a stroke. And you're still talking? Your speech is still good? You're not slurring your words yet? Lies. They're all lies.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of craziness going on out there.
I'm old school before the internet, dude. Like, how old are you guys?
I'm 34. I have one of these guys asking me for help, though. Let me schedule your client interview for tomorrow. It's going to process at 9, but what's a good time for the client interview? Like 10?
Can we do it? So that's like noon my time, right?
No, I can make it noon your time, though. That would be 10.
Yeah, that'd be best. I'll sort out my morning and shit. But wait, I got a fucking dentist appointment. I got an interview at 9. I got a fucking...
You're going to be able to talk after your dentist appointment?
Noon. Well, yeah, it's just cleaning, finally.
Okay.
I got to figure out what time that fucking thing is, too. I'll hit you back if something changes, but we'll figure noon.
Okay. I'm going to set it for noon, and then I'll send you a text message right now with my direct number so you could call in if you need to change it or anything.
Dude,
and then
thank you so much.
Reminder. Yeah, of course. I'll shoot you a reminder like an hour before, and then when the payment clears in the morning, you'll get an automated message with an outline of the agreement and the receipt sent over to you. Okay?
Fucking sweet. Are you like a manager, or do you run it, or what?
Yeah, I'm the director of the sales department.
Shut the fuck up. Kick ass.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing the right things, man. You got the right motivations, and
I've been doing it 10 years, man. I started here when I was in my early 20s. Yeah, so I've already been doing
shit.
It.
Well, fuck. Yeah. You've been fucking funneling it up, I guess, huh?
Started
fucking
from
sweet.
The bottom.
Now we're here. Look at this, right? You and me both. So, fuck let's keep it rocking.
All right, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm going to jump off this first thing in the morning, okay?
I appreciate you, man. Take care.
I appreciate you. All right.
Have a good night.
Bye.